Hello and welcome to The Loudspeaker, your definitive guide on how to scale your startup.
This first tip for every fintech startup is,
what are the media and press saying about us? How are we being perceived by these people?
PR stunts are any activities that allow you to engage with the audience.
I don't agree with the fact that all publicity is good publicity.
Here is where we talk to communications professionals from all around the world to let you know what are the best practices and cool ideas that you can implement for your startups.
Gina, would you be able to start us off by telling our listeners who you are and a little bit about your background in marketing and interactive marketing, please?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my name is Gina Pomponi. I'm president and COO of Blue Water, full service national advertising agency out of the Tampa Bay area, focusing very much on direct to consumer marketing. Some folks call that DR, some folks call it brand response. I have been in the direct to consumer marketing world for 30 years. Started my career up in the Philadelphia area, 20 years at an agency called Direct Response Media, and then 5 over at Mercury Media. And now down, I'm luckily been able to move to Florida and partner up with Blue Water to help build their business. And it's been a great ride.
Awesome. 30 years is an impressive amount of time. It's safe to call you a veteran, I would say. I feel comfortable calling you a marketing veteran.
I think so, yeah. It's gone by quickly, though. So when I say it out loud, it's got, gosh. I used to think 30 was old, and now I've been in a business for 30 years. So.
Well, you got a lot of knowledge behind you, and it's going to be interesting to hear how you've seen it change. And as we were saying before, Paul, especially over the last year. But I would love to get started with this episode on interactive marketing by asking you, what is interactive marketing in your opinion?
So in my opinion, interactive marketing is interacting directly with the consumer. And as I've mentioned, I've made an entire career out of that. There's an entire industry, the direct marketing industry. The interesting thing is that with the shift in consumer behavior that's, you know, had a significant boost in the butt, we'll say, over the past year because of COVID, the rest of the traditional marketers are beginning to understand that they need to directly communicate with their consumer. Having lived it for 30 years, to us, it's just, you know, it's business as usual, right? So I definitely consider interactive marketing direct marketing.
Okay, that makes sense.
And yeah,
maybe it might be easier as well if you discuss an example in which you have employed it for a Blue Water client.
Sure. Well, direct marketing is it's television, it's digital, it's print, it's many different types of media. You know, we live in a multi-screen world now. The way that consumers are getting their entertainment, their information and news is not just television, it's digital, it's social. When you think about the way things have changed this year because everyone is home, every medium has increased. So, you know, television viewership has gone up, the social usage has gone up. So we at Blue Water, we take a step back and we look at every client's marketing challenge and develop the best course of action for each one. Now, Blue Water is a converged agency with all services under one roof. We've got creative and production from the television side, as well as a full digital content team, web developers, a team that works with Amazon Marketplace. As you know, that's really gotten another large boost this year. Gosh, my mother even is ordering her groceries online. So every demographic has really embraced online shopping, as well as we have a full digital and media team. So it's everything under one roof. So when a client comes to us, and I'll give you a really strong example. We had a client come to us 3 years ago with, I'll call it a grilling product, but it's actually a griddle, an outdoor griddle. And we worked with them to develop a full marketing campaign to break into the market, utilizing both television, digital, as well as Amazon, developed a full website for them. And over the past 3 years, they've increased their business from, you know, launching to, I believe their projected revenue for this year is like $500 million, all with launching in a direct fashion, an interactive fashion, direct, you know, marketing directly to their consumer. Now they've since expanded into retail as well, but they're everywhere that the consumer wants to be, from a marketing standpoint as well as from the consumer standpoint. So, and interestingly enough, they've taken share away from the grilling market, the outdoor grilling market. So it's hugely successful. And we've done that for many clients, but that their story is a really great story, you know, starting from their inception and in a 3 year time frame, being able to build to that size.
Congratulations for that success. And yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot of bases covered there with Blue Water, quite extensive. And I think you're absolutely right with your initial comment. I think this year has been like steroids for getting people to adopt new technology and just get online in general.
It really, really, really has. And if you think about it, everyone is home. So, you know, I'm sitting in my dining room. My husband's on the other side of the house on a client call in the home office. So we're using Zoom, we're using Google Hangouts, we're using all these technologies, and everyone is kind of in the same situation. So where as opposed to like running out to the grocery store, you're going to Instacart, or you're having them delivered. You know, Amazon has had such a crazy year, and I know that Prime, when we're used to ordering something in the morning and it's here by the evening or the next day, I think they labeled it Shipageddon, because they've had such an overwhelming response and such, you know, high sales numbers this year that they've even had some difficulty with the infrastructure and getting those out. So it's been quite a paradigm shift for consumers as well.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, and you know, I don't think, and this is a projection, mm-hmm. that it's going to shift back.
I agree with you.
Slightly, but I think that it's just, you know, I think companies are realizing, hey, you know, we've saved significant amounts of money on overhead. People can very effectively work from home, and their businesses are thriving. I think that the convenience of shopping online for consumers, I think, you know, think of all the cord cutters that have made OTT and streaming video just pop this year. So it's something that was coming. It's just that the pandemic gave it a huge boost.
Yeah, it's almost like a catalyst for us moving towards this more like digital age. I 100% agree. And in a way, I kind of hope we don't move back, because I think that it's taught us to be more efficient in certain ways. I know, for example, like one way in that I see this personally being beneficial is the fact that it's made us very aware of what is essential and non-essential travel. I suppose before this, many mm-hmm. people would have traveled for a meeting, and now it's become abundantly clear that no, you don't really need to take that flight or that long drive just to go physically be somewhere in person. You can just, like you said, have a client call from your home, and it's just as sufficient. So there's some good things, I guess, that came out of this very tragic year.
And I think it gave people the time to get used to it as well. I know that a lot of folks weren't as comfortable with the teleconferencing and Zoom and Google and whatnot. But, you know, how many months has it been now since everyone was under quarantine since the end of March? So folks have really gotten comfortable with it. And I think it's going to stay this way.
If you're interested in seeing how Publicize can grow your startup, sign up for a free PR assessment on our website. And for a limited time only, exclusively for the Loudspeaker listeners, you can receive an SEO assessment as part of your package for any tier of service at no extra charge with this special promotion. To find out more, visit publicize.co/lspromo.
So I'd love to ask, with relation to marketing, what do you consider a healthy blend mm-hmm. of digital and traditional marketing for a campaign?
And that's a great question. There really truly is no one answer. There isn't, you know, you're not an insurance company and come to me and I pull it off the shelf, right? So every different client and different campaign has its own nuances. But truly, no matter what the demographic, your target audience is, you really do need a blended campaign with multiple screens. So for example, if let's say it's a senior market campaign, you're targeting adults 65 plus, you're still going to utilize, you know, television, print, radio, digital, but from a digital perspective, you might say, okay, I'm going to be 10 to 15%. And I'm going to focus on Facebook, which we now know is a little bit of an older target audience, right? You're going to focus on things like programmatic from a remarketing standpoint. You're going to focus on PPC from a branded and non-branded search standpoint. So for a senior, it might be 10 to 15%. Now, conversely, right? If you have a product that is targeted towards a younger demographic, let's say, I don't know, 18 to 25 or 18 to 34, your blend may be much higher on the digital side. You may say, well, it's going to start with 30% digital and then, you know, 70% of offline, and then you're going to read the results. So from Blue Water's perspective, you know, all of the best, you know, you do so many things to plan, you look at competitive, you glean from your experience in the past, but once you start and launch a campaign, you start to read the results, you understand what's working the best, and then you start to fine tune your mediums. You might shift more over to TikTok, let's say, because it's a younger audience and they're purchasing there, or you may increase your PPC on Amazon and reduce your television or radio. I think that's one of the really great things about the organization Blue Water, and what we've developed is having all of those services and all of those, you know, seasoned professionals under one roof, is that we are able to take a top-down approach, okay, mm-hmm. and look at everything as it's happening and manage your budgets across the medium, so that we are reacting to the performance of each one and making those changes on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you have a very omniscient view of all these channels and you're able to react mm-hmm. and change accordingly in real time. Sure. So I congratulate on that. That sounds like you've got a good mm-hmm. setup there.
Well, you've got to move where the data tells you. We've put campaigns on the air before, and we've thought we had this piece of exercise equipment that the client was very sure was going to, the consumer that would be the target audience were working professionals, right? So we put it on air. In the actual commercials and the different creatives we put online, we also added in some seniors. And we found that the audience that resonated was much older than professionals. It was seniors that were trying to find a way to not be sedentary and get some mobility. So we were able to very quickly react, change our digital creative, change our television creative, radio creative, and move forward very quickly because we, you know, being able to look at everything all together and having everything under one roof. So you don't always know. Mm. You may think you know who your target audience is, but it's always interesting what resonates and what doesn't. Because if we had all the answers, I'd be taking this interview from a beach, right? I'd be eating with a Mai Tai in my hand, not in my dining room.
Well, thank goodness for data, because obviously data is the light at the end of the tunnel for all of these decisions. And I'd like to move away a bit from interactive marketing. Well, not necessarily, but I'd love to know, how has digital advertising and marketing changed during the pandemic? We obviously mentioned some slight changes earlier, but maybe if you want to go into a bit more depth in this.
Right, sure. Well, it has, number one, the usage, right? There's been a lot of surveys out there. I think social media and digital usage, whether it's chat, it's TikTok, it's, and now you've got what, Poller, MeWe, there's other channels exploding. usage overall of these platforms has increased like 65 to 70%. So from a marketing standpoint, we see these things happening. We need to quickly adjust to make sure that we're reaching our consumers where they are and where they want to be. And the interesting thing about social media is people aren't just using that for, you know, entertainment, information. They're going on there and they're actually purchasing. So I think that has also increased significantly, where people do feel comfortable purchasing products from, like, let's say Facebook or Instagram now. Not so much TikTok. I think even though there's been a shift of usage of TikTok, the marketing world is not shifting so much to it, because we're not seeing people are kind of going on there looking at videos and popping off. You're gonna see some advertisements on there. I know Walmart just did a big thing on there, but there's not been a significant shift from a consumer standpoint. Although I'm imagining we're gonna continue to see that change. And now, like I said, you've got Parler and MeWe are the two big ones that people are starting to shift away from Facebook. The digital world is ever changing. It's the fastest, you know, having been in the direct marketing world for 30 years, the changes we're seeing over the past, 8 to 5 years has been so significant. To see all of these new, like I said, with Parler and MeWe and TikTok exploding, and that's been in the last few months. It's just a constantly moving medium. It's crazy.
Yeah, it seems to grow with almost like compound growth with interest. Like technology just accelerates it further and further and faster and faster. I actually purchased my face mask from Instagram. I'd never bought anything from Instagram before, but for this quarantine.
Really?
I don't know why. I think maybe it's because... No, I don't know. I was going to say it's because I'm in Colombia, but actually, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to use Instagram. In fact, I think Instagram is quite popular for buying things here. Sure. I don't even have an excuse. I don't have a reason why.
Right. And now, but you know, this time last year, like you said, this was the first time you've done it.
Yeah.
You may not have felt as comfortable. So consumer behavior is just, it's just changed so significantly this year. It's crazy. And from the marketing standpoint, you know, we've got to keep our finger on the pulse of all these different things. And it's a constant, you know, test, read, react, test, mm-hmm. read, react. And the different, you can't just take a television creative and put it on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
So it's even the messaging and the creative and the way that you approach these different platforms, it's all different.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I said it's interesting. The traditional marketers are, I want to say, putting their toe in the water. They were putting their toe in the direct marketing or interactive marketing water before, but now they're being forced to kind of jump in. Like, come on, guys, jump in. The water's warm. And it's not something you can wake up today and say, hey, I'm an interactive marketer now. It's really it's a different discipline. It's a cross between an art and a science. So I think they're going to have some catching up to do.
Yeah.
I mean, did you watch television over, Thanksgiving weekend?
No.
Even look, if you watch the differences in the commercials and the messaging, everyone was pushing curbside pickup, their online sites. They were pushing, I think it was Kay's Jeweler had a virtual consultant. So everyone is having to... they all got their own challenges and they're all having to shift their marketing strategies to, you know, keep up with the change in consumer behavior.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what the world turns into when, and if, or when life returns back to normal, to see how marketing and just like, sales in general will go, will change, I suppose. Yeah.
And what will normal be?
Yeah.
Because what normal was to us last year, I don't think is what normal will be in the future. Or normal, we're going to have a different normal, right?
Yeah. The new normal. Gina, this has been incredibly helpful and wonderful to hear like your experience of not only the past like 30 years, but most of all your perspective of the past year with your history of such a such an extensive time in marketing. If people want to keep up with what you're doing or just reach out to you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so the best way to reach me would be send me an email at Gina, that's G-I-N-A, at bluewater.tv, bluewater.tv.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today, Gina. It's been a
love
pleasure.
I'd love for people to reach out.
Awesome.
Thank you, too. It's great talking to you.